Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sue. Wouldn't it be amazing to see a miracle?
It sure would. Imagine watching a person born blind instantly be able to see, or someone paralyzed get up and walk, or a dead child raised back to life. Would that convince you there is a God, or that maybe you should find out more about Him? Seeing a miracle might really change your life.
Has God shown us any miracles today to prove He is alive and working in our world?
He has. About 4,000 years ago, it's recorded in the Bible in Genesis 13 that God told Abraham to look all through the land of Palestine in every direction, a land that we now call Israel, and that God would give him and his descendants that land forever. But it never happened in Abraham's lifetime. In Acts 7, Stephen said God didn't give him enough land to put his foot on. Some of Abraham's descendants did possess the land for a while, but when the Assyrians and Babylonians invaded, many Jews were killed or forced to leave the land. When Jesus Christ walked through the land, it was ruled by the Romans, who a few years later in 70 AD, they destroyed Jerusalem and ended the Jewish nation.
So, did God lie to Abraham about giving him and his descendants the land?
No way. After World War II, a miracle occurred that should show the world that God was still going to keep his promise. After Abraham's descendants had lost control of the land for over 2,000 years, God allowed the Jews to return to Israel and rebuild their nation, just as Ezekiel 37 said, one of the greatest miracles ever.
But many of the Jews in Israel today do not acknowledge God or his son Jesus Christ.
But God has a plan. God told us in Ezekiel 38 that in the latter days he will bring powerful nations down from the north and he will nearly destroy Israel to convince the Jews to believe. Zechariah 14 says that's when Jesus Christ will return from heaven to save Israel and establish a peaceful worldwide kingdom on earth. We are privileged to be alive today to witness the miracle of Israel, God's proof that he will keep his promise to Abraham and send Jesus back to earth soon to reign as our king.
He is coming. This changes everything.